All right, good morning slash evening. So it's 5:11 a.m. This is November the 29th. So this is the evening of the 28th of November, morning of the 29th. So today is Wednesday, I guess. Yeah. So one of my late nights again. Basically, let's see. So today I woke up at about 10:15 a.m. had an amazing sleep. The bed I was staying in at the client's was amazing. I was exhausted from the night before, so I slept super, super well. Woke up, I had a client issue, so that wasn't too fun, but dealt with that. And then I dropped off a ladder for my sister in London who wanted that, and then came back, and actually today I spent a good portion on, I put probably like 3-4 hours putting together a gift for a friend for a birthday. I'm, not trying to tell you this as a report on my day, but I thought it was really cool because, you know, even today, though I didn't make any money, which is again, my number one goal. So technically today has not, been as it should have been. I feel so alive, right? And again, this could be just me, you know, making up shit to avoid the fact that I didn't do what I was supposed to do. But I think the real thing of it comes down to, I feel like I've grown so much and I feel like I've contributed so much, right? So what I mean by this is this morning, so first of all, again, so slept really, really well, the rest of my body, was taking care of, good care of my body, which I think is something I've learned, because in the past I haven't taken very good care of it. But the main thing was this morning, so I initially came up with the client, and it was one of these situations where the client was going on about, you know, this is, you know, unacceptable and all this stuff. And in the past, that would really bother me because I would just like, no, you're being unreasonable here. Like this, you know, that's not how it is, right? And I would just kind of argue with them about the fact of who's right and who's wrong. And then if we didn't agree, I'd just say, oh, well, they're an idiot, stupid, whatever, right? This time, I think I'm kind of proud, actually, of how I handled it. Like, I said, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Like, I hear you. I get that that's frustrating. I get that it's annoying, so I understand that, right? Now, I think what was missing was I didn't really actually emotionalize it. Like, I didn't actually empathize with it. I kind of just logically said, I get it, I understand it, I hear you. But first of all, I didn't actually repeat, which is actually something I should have done. I should have recreated them, right? So that's something actually I should have done. But, what I was able to do was I was able to understand where they were coming from, hear where she was coming from. But we still didn't agree, but I hear from where he's coming from, right? Because I think one of the big issues with today's society is I think don't understand each other, you know, like, especially politics, and I'm not going to get into politics, but I think this is one of the things that divides people is that people have different opinions or different understandings, but they're unwilling to like hear, understand, and empathize with the other person's position, right? Because the reality is, this is something that I came to terms with, is the reality is no one's 100% right, okay? Because guess what? There is no right and wrong in a totally objective, definitive manner, right? Now, before people go on about, oh, that's bullshit, like there is right and wrong, yes, I get there is right and wrong, right? Murdering someone is wrong, okay? But the thing is, you got to also understand is there's no black and white. Like, okay, so let's take the murder example. There are situations where it is actually right to kill someone, right? Now, very extreme, very rare, right? But if someone is, let's say, for example, they're about to, I don't know, let's, you know, do something really extreme. Like, let's say they're about to destroy the world, right? Or they're going to kill, 100 people, right? And it's literally, they will do this unless you kill them, right? Like, let's say they're flying in an airplane, all right? And the airplane is like 5 seconds away from dropping an atomic bomb on a city, right? And you know that an atomic bomb is going to blow up. There's no way to stop it. This plane is literally about to, like, the plane is literally about to drop the bomb. The only option you have is to shoot the plane down, or maybe, let's say, for example, you have a remote that actually can detonate the bomb in the air, right? Obviously, in that situation, it makes sense to kill the person then, right? So I think, you know, it's one of those, because some people are like, oh, it's never right to murder. Like, no, like, it's a lot of it is situational, right? Like, it's, you know, like, I think there are certain things that are never right, or, you know, for example, rape, you know, like, but I think what's important is it's important to realize there is no, like, complete right and wrong situation. Like, again, I'm kind of struggling with this a bit here, because there is an objective right and wrong. There is, like, yes, that is completely not right, right? There is that right and wrong. But for most things in life, there is actually no definitive thing, right? And I guess probably a better way to phrase this is no one's 100% right all the time, right? In anything. Like, for example, a decision is never 100% the right thing, right? Everyone has some truth in what they say, right? For example, if two people have a situation, okay, let's take an example, okay? With the argument I had with my client today, right, is from her point of view, she's totally right. And from my point of view, I'm totally right, right? But the thing is, neither of us is totally right, and neither of us is totally wrong, right? Each of us, because the thing is, there is no complete right and wrong. It's all perspective, right? There is no total object this or that. There's aspects of it, right? It's all perspective. It's all how you look at it, right? So I think it's really important, you know, that. And so anyways, that's why, for me, that's been a huge breakthrough. Because for me, before, it was always like, no, this is the right answer. You're wrong. And I would just bulldoze people, right? And the problem with that is, and this is actually another breakthrough I've got, is what's more important is people don't actually have to be right, right? People are not trying to be right. They're just trying to be understood, right? People can go along with someone who doesn't do what they say or doesn't agree with what they say, but they feel like they've understood them and they're empathizing with them, right? People just need that feeling of connection, love, and feeling really understood, right? I mean, this is the thing that boggled my mind about women for the longest time, was because I was just so confused why they wanted me to just listen to them. I was just like, you know, so I have four sisters, and they just want me to they'd bring a problem to me, or they'd want to tell, you know, talk, and I'd be like, they'd start talking, and they'd start talking about this problem and this challenge. They're like, okay, well, do this, and they're like, well, you know, and they just kept talking. I was just like, well, no, like, just go do it, right? And what I didn't, and what I finally understood is they don't actually need to, they don't actually want you to solve the problem. They just want you to feel, listen to them and actually feel like you understand and empathize where they're coming from, right? Because their feelings are like, and by the way, this isn't just for females, and I should clarify, a feminine energy, right? Because there can be males, male guys, there can be males who have a feminine energy, and there can be, you know, females who have a masculine energy, right? So it's the feminine energy. And again, guys need this too, but on a lesser degree. Right. So anyways, that's very, very interesting, I found. And it's been very, very powerful for me in terms of breaking that through. And then I think the other thing, and I wrote a post about this today, was just the like, again, you know, because I've been so alive for like the last 2 weeks. Well, ever since UPW. I've been so alive, though, especially the last week or two, because I feel so fulfilled with what I've been able to do on social media, you know, well, honestly, especially on social media, because I feel like I'm actually growing, I feel like I'm actually developing. Like, for a long time, I've been wanting to do stuff on social media, and I'm kind of making up stories and excuses and all this stuff. You know, and I've been, you know, for example, posting stuff. It's like, well, this isn't the right thing to say. I should wait. I shouldn't make that video. I shouldn't make that post. What is someone going to say? And now I guess I just feel so free. Like, I feel free, you know, it's kind of like with Landmark. It's like, I feel full, you know, full of power, freedom, and full self-expression, right? Like, I feel fully expressed. You know, the idea with, especially with this, you know, vlog, is now I get to literally open up to people about my day, so I can't hide it anymore, right? And I feel like that's really empowering for me, because I'm not trying to hide what my day is or what my day isn't anymore, right? I'm just sharing how it is, right? And the cool thing with a vlog is that it actually tends to hold me accountable to what I'm supposed to be doing, right? Because I feel weird if I'm making a video about eating pizza when I'm trying to grow, you know, and stick to my, you know, high energy, you know, thing, right? So it's just, it's really powerful that way, I found. And then also, again, I made a post about this earlier, is I feel like I'm growing so much, right? Like, I guess, first of all, I actually am growing in terms of social media, in terms of, like, friends, in terms of, you know, comments, likes, engagement, you know, so that's been cool, you know, but again, like, if we get beyond the stats and just the numbers, you know, what's really important is I feel like I'm actually expressing myself, right? I feel like I'm actually able to share and contribute, right? Because this has been something I wanted to do for a while, is actually share and contribute, right? And I feel like I'm much more free to do that. Now, it has been taking a lot of time, and this is again what I'm focusing on changing, because I don't want to get my priorities confused. And so what I'm focused on now is, okay, you know, what I need to do is I need to make $200 a day, and I said this earlier, $200 a day for 15 days in a month. And then once that happens is I can cover my bills for the month and I can focus on Facebook ads. And once that carries over, then I can get into education transformation. And I can go and do traveling and all this different stuff, right? And go to business mastery and all that stuff. So that is my objective, right? And that's my number one. But I feel so alive. Like, I feel so free. I feel so passionate. I don't know, like, one of the other interesting things is with social media, I've said this before too, is I used to think there was, like, I could kind of use up all my good shit, right? And so, like, oh, I need to hide this back or pull this back. You know, I don't want to make that post because then, you know, what if I make, you know, for example, what if I make, like, 10 posts today and then I have nothing to say tomorrow, right? Well, it's like, okay, first of all, you can create shit, number one. Number two is there's an infinite number of things you can share. And number three is, if you're growing and learning, there's always something to engage in, right? Life is fantastic, and that's definitely what I've started to experience, is I will write something or share something or post a book or something, and then literally the comments and responses and engagement and people that come back, it literally just compounds, right? So there's even more, right? I mean, like, the more people I engage with, the more stuff I have to share, the more stuff I can comment and all this stuff, right? It's like the more posts, you know, pictures I post on Instagram, the more pictures I find to post on Instagram, right? It's crazy, you know? So I don't know. That's just been really, really powerful for me, as this idea of, you know, there's an abundance out there, right? And the other thing too is I've stopped being strategic about a lot of shit, right? And it started going a lot by emotion. Now, again, I want to clarify here, because I'm not recommending just going through life through emotion, but I think there's an important aspect is emotion is gives you energy, right? Right? Is emotion is created by motion. We get that. But emotion really creates power, right? Drive. Like it drives it through. It's kind of like Jim Rohn has this quote that said, if I take a stray pin, from a person's, a guy's, you know, jacket, right? There's all these little pins in it. If I throw that at you, you know, it'll hit you, but it'll bounce off you, right? That's words, right? That's what I say, right? But if I take that little stray pin and I nail to the end of a wire bar, right? About that long, and then I take that, I can actually drive that straight pin right through your heart, right? And the way he says it is the straight pin is the words, the iron bar is the emotion, right? So the entire point of that idea is, you know, words are cheap. What matters more is how they're presented, the emotion behind them, right? And this is why empathy is so important, is because people need to feel like they're being understood and they're being gotten. Right? Oh, this is really interesting. I'm just walking out here at the water, and the water levels have gone down crazily. Right? Just looking at the edge here, they're probably about, like, almost at least a foot, maybe a foot and a half down. So I guess we just probably haven't gotten a lot of snow or rain recently. But anyways, I found that very, very powerful. And I don't know, I just feel alive, guys. I feel great. You know, again, like, not, I guess, first of all, not too many problems have been going on. And, you know, I spent a lot of time doing stuff that wasn't income generating today. But again, I feel so alive, feel so passionate, just loving life. So that's what I want to share. I'll leave it off there. Have a good one. Ciao.